I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report. Mitch Garv is back from Steamboat Springs, Colorado, where even if you're not a skier, you'll find plenty of things to see and do.
Steve, of course, Steamboat is known for their skiing, and of course, they have the snowshoeing and the sledding. They have the world's longest half pipe if you're into snowboarding. But it's also, you have to remember, this is an Old West town. There was a book written about Steamboat called Where the Old West Stayed Young. A lot of people don't know this, but this is Butch Cassidy and Sundance country. They also have a great Indian lore with the Strawberry Park's hot springs, which were just spectacular. Very nice, relaxing, and soothing hot springs in the middle of nowhere, but it's only 6 miles out of town.
Steamboat takes its name from the old French coureur de bois from the Hudson's Bay Company, doesn't it?
That's true, Willem. The name came from a geyser that was there right in the center of town. Now, unfortunately, this geyser was destroyed when they built the railroads, but when the coureur de bois from the Hudson's Bay Company came to town about 150 years ago, this geyser sounded like a steamboat, so they called it Steamboat Springs. Now, Steamboat is a very nice small town, but it's very easy to get around in. It may be a little laid out, but you can either take the Steamboat Springs Transport, which are free buses, or the Alpine taxis, which are very reasonable. Now, something that a lot of people don't know, more Olympians come out of Steamboat Springs than any one town in the United States.
That's incredible.
And the funniest thing I've ever heard, the workers in Steamboat Springs mostly have a clause in their contract. Now, you have to understand, this is a place where everybody skis. So if the weather report says that they're getting 6 inches of powder overnight, well, everyone gets to take the day off and go up on the slopes.
I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report.